A van has driven into people in the British capital, London. The police say there are a number of casualties in what they called a, quote, major incident. One person has also been arrested following the attack. Muslim Council of Britain says the van ran over worshippers leaving a mosque. Iran's leader has dismissed the U.S. claim of seeking a power transition in the Islamic Republic as hollow rhetoric. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Washington has always sought to oust the Islamic establishment in Iran, but it has always suffered humiliating defeats. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has launched a number of missiles on positions of Daesh terrorists in Syria's Deir al-Zor. A large number of Daesh Takfiris were reportedly killed in the attack. The IRGC said these strikes were in response to recent Daesh attacks in Tehran, which killed 18 people. The U.S. military says it has shot down a Syrian plane in the northern province of Raqqa. The fighter jet was targeted during a combat mission against Daesh terrorists in the town of Rasafa. Syria has condemned the move as a flagrant attack. A Wall Street Journal report says Israel provides funds and medical supplies to anti-Syria militants in the occupied parts of the Golan Heights. According to the report, an Israeli military unit was set up in 2016 to facilitate the transfer of aid to the armed groups and help them buy weapons. The death toll from a forest fire in central Portugal has risen to 62. Most of the victims were locked in their cars and burned to death while trying to flee. Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa called the incident the greatest tragedy of human lives in the country. Britain's Labour Party says Prime Minister Theresa May's failed election gamble has left her with no authority in Brexit talks. Labour's Brexit spokesman Keir Starmer has described London's position as the worst on the eve of the divorce talks. Brexit Minister David Davis heads for Brussels on Monday to open exit talks with the EU.